KOIN Portland, it's 11 o'clock.
CBS News. Arab guerrillas have attacked an Israeli settlement on the Golan Heights. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. Details on the Arab attack reported by Bruno Wassertile in Tel Aviv.
The military command reports that a band of Arab infiltrators crossed into the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights from Syria Thursday night and attacked the Jewish settlement of Ramat Makshamim a few miles east of the Sea of Galilee. The Fedayeen took over a house on the outskirts of the settlement and wounded four persons, all of them students at the local Jewish religious seminary. The fourth, despite axe wounds inflicted on him by the marauders, managed to escape and sound the alarm. The students at the Fedayeen told him they belonged to the Fatah guerrilla organization in Syria and wanted to take him back as proof of the success of their operation. He said the terrorists were armed with axes, submachine guns, and hand grenades. When the student escaped, the terrorists fled the settlement, and an all-night search by Israeli soldiers and security forces proved fruitless. Now it's believed that the Fedayeen probably made a clean getaway and succeeded in recrossing the ceasefire line back into Syria. Bruno Wassertile for CBS News in Tel Aviv.
More news in a moment. Most appetizers you eat, but there's one appetizer you drink, Dubonnet. Think of Dubonnet as an appetizer, a wine you drink before meals, before lunch, before dinner at cocktail time, before whatever you've got cooking. It's right for your appetite. Whether you serve it straight, on the rocks with a twist or soda, the distinctive taste of Dubonnet before makes what comes after that much better. Dubonnet. It all started in France, of course. Product of USA, Dubonnet Company, New York, New York. Releasing its report on alleged assassination plots against foreign leaders by the CIA, the Senate Intelligence Committee recommended some new laws. It suggested any American involved in an attempt to kill a foreign leader be subject to federal prosecution. The 347-page report said the CIA tried unsuccessfully to assassinate Prime Minister Fidel Castro of Cuba and Premier Patrice Lumumba of the Congo. It also said the CIA supplied arms or other aid to insurgents who killed Premier Diem of South Vietnam, Generalissimo Trujillo of the Dominican Republic, and General René Schneider of Chile. Despite the controversy over release of the report, Senator Richard Schweiker of Pennsylvania says it was essential that the facts come out.
The assassination attempts by our government are a shameful part of American history. They must be condemned. They must not be repeated. As they were a product of secrecy, public disclosure will assure that they will never happen again.
Schweiker is a member of the intelligence panel. Ronald Reagan wound up a busy day with an appearance Thursday night in New Hampshire, the state with the nation's first presidential primary. Reagan declared himself a candidate for the Republican presidential nomination, then flew to Florida for an appearance, and then to New Hampshire. In Miami, there was a brief scare when a man in the crowd appeared to have a gun. Bruce Hall reports.
The Secret Service says the man who pulled a plastic toy gun on Ronald Reagan is probably the same person who made telephone threats last week against the lives of President Ford and other government leaders. 20-year-old Michael Carvin is being held on $500,000 bond in the Dade County Jail. He has been charged with assaulting a federal officer and interfering with a candidate running for federal office in connection with the attack on Reagan. Carvin has been described as a dropout student from the University of Denver with a strong interest in freeing Lynette Frohm. He will be arraigned before a federal magistrate in Miami in the morning. Bruce Hall, CBS News, Miami.
The Commerce Department Thursday reported some encouraging news about the growth of the nation's economy. The gross national product rose 13.2% during the third quarter, the highest in 25 years. Now this.
You can have great taste, lots of great taste and taste with Ludens. They're medicated cough drops with great taste in every box. Wild cherry, sweet and savory, menthol, cool and flavory. Honey, the way you wish with lemon or licorice. Oh, you can have great taste, lots of great taste and taste with Ludens.
Ludens, the medicated cough drops that don't taste medicated. They taste great. Use only as directed.
Champ Martin, Little League coach. How do you spell relief?
When I get acid indigestion, I spell relief R-O-L-A-I-D-S, Rolaids.
Missy Smith, switchboard operator.
For gas, I spell relief R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Rolaids spells relief. Each Rolaids consumes 47 times its weight in excess stomach acid. Captain Allen, helicopter pilot, how do you spell relief?
The heartburn, R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Rolaids spells relief. Use only as directed.
A study conducted by the Research Triangle Institute says that about 28% of U.S. teenagers are problem drinkers. The report also says it's obvious that most American adolescents have had at least some experience with alcoholic beverages. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
In Radio 97 News, a man and woman died in a fire today that fire officials say may have smoldered for hours in their northeast Portland home. They never even knew what hit them. The couple has been identified as 60-year-old Richard Moody and his 63-year-old wife, Edna. Mrs. Moody's body was found leaning on the Davenport with a telephone in her hand. Her husband was on the floor near the front door. Officials at Linfield College in McMinnville report that a recent 500-mile run raised more than $7,000 for the school. More than 300 students took part in the project, including 75 who ran a mile at a time through Western Oregon in relay fashion between November 4th and November 8th. They ran through 70 towns. The run-a-thon was started when President Charles Walker asked the students to help raise $602,000 to update and improve programs and some of the buildings at that school. Senator Mark Hatfield reports that Senate business has forced him to cancel two events and shift times on two others on a schedule which starts tomorrow. Canceled from the schedule will be his visit to St. Mary of the Valley High School in Beaverton and a visit to the Engelman Learning Center in Beaverton. Presentation of the Thomas Jefferson Award to Robert Ford is now scheduled for 6 p.m. in the Hatfield Portland office tomorrow, and his visit to the TriMet shops and headquarters moved to 12:45 p.m. also tomorrow. About 150 state employees demonstrated on the steps of the Capitol in Salem today to back their demands for a share of an $8 million salary surplus. The workers were members of the Oregon State Employees Association. Demonstration was directed at members of the Legislative Emergency Board who were at the Capitol for their monthly two-day meeting. And the Oregon Attorney General is tightening his grips against deceptive advertising by retail stores. One of the major targets is the practice of advertising prices that are supposedly below the manufacturer's recommended or list prices. The weather forecast is for partial clearing tonight, sunny periods Friday after some morning fog or low clouds, fair and some high clouds on Saturday, lows in the mid to upper 30s, highs in the mid to upper 40s, east to southeast winds to about 20 miles per hour strength. Chance of measurable rainfall, 20% tonight, 10% tomorrow and tomorrow night. And it's 40 degrees outside right now. That's Radio 97 News to 1108.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... G. Marshall, commuter between this world of the mundane and the other world of the macabre. Although, frankly, I find it harder and harder to tell them apart. We look at oil, that surging, volatile liquid which fires the machinery of our complex civilization. We look at it with increasing anxiety because we know that sooner or later it must run out. And then what? Well, it isn't exactly a new situation. There was a time in the past when the human race had almost used up practically all the oil there was.
Look! Whales!
Hundreds of whales!
Thousands of whales!
Millions of whales!
We're rich! Each and every one of us!
You got your harpoon ready, Noah?
Ready.
Now go ahead, throw it!
One here. If this one.
You're close enough, Noah, throw the lens.
Holy!
Noah, something wrong.
Noah, what are you standing there for?
I can't. I can't.
What do you mean you can't, boy?
It's wrong.
What are you saying? Is this you, Noah Arkwright? The greatest of all whaling captains?
No, it's wrong. Wrong. I can't. I'll never kill another whale.
Our mystery drama, The Lamps of the Devil, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Christopher Tabori. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Luden's Medicated Cough Drops.
I'll be back shortly with Act One.
In case you've forgotten how much fun driving can be, Buick would like to introduce you to Skylark, a small car that's all Buick, with room, comfort, and an engine that no other compact car in America offers, the incredible Buick V6. Skylark, it's free spirit made practical.
Medicated cough drops that don't taste medicated. They taste great. Use only as directed.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall.
Not too long ago, this was both the most loved and the most hated song in America. But as we began to overcome the problems this song symbolized, we realized there was still much more to overcome. Hard, concrete problems that only knowledge could resolve. Today, we stand closer than ever to the answers to these problems. Close, but not close enough. Give to the college of your choice now so that our young people can make the difference between a bright tomorrow or maybe no tomorrow at all. That way, I'll bet we can overcome just about anything.
We can overcome.
Public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
It happens after every war. The boys come back to another world, a different world, a world that has in many ways passed them by, and they see the world divided into two camps. Those who went away and fought, and those who stayed home and got rich. In 1865, the long and bloody Civil War was over, and Lieutenant Noah Arkwright, who served with distinction in the United States Navy, came home to a seaport town in Massachusetts.
Noah!
Yes, it's Noah. You're Noah. Home from the war. Not a hole, not a scratch, fit as a fiddle, spry as a colt. And where's my kiss?
No, Noah.
Where's my hero's welcome? See my medal? This ain't just a hunk of tin hanging by a rag. No, ma'am. This was personally pinned on my broad chest by Admiral Farragut himself, the commander-in-chief.
Noah.
That's right, my darling. My name is Noah, and your name is Prudence. And we must go inside your father's house where you may sit yourself down from the shock of seeing your beloved. Oh, Prudence. Prudence, you're prettier than ever.
Noah, you never wrote.
What was there to write? Except I love you. And you already knew that. Let's have a small wedding.
Noah, listen.
And you will sail with me. Here's one whaling captain that's going to take his wife on all his voyages.
Noah, listen. I'm a married woman.
The captain's cabin shall be more than just... You're what?
I'm a married woman, Noah. You never wrote. How was I to know if you were alive or dead? You were gone 4 years. Noah.
Night after night, at sea, in the darkness. I was never alone. You were always with me.
Oh, please, Noah.
Please, Noah, what?
I'm sorry.
You're sorry?
You have to understand. Time passes. People change.
Prue, I thought I heard voices in here. Who is this?
Oh, George, I would like to present an old friend, Lieutenant Noah Arkwright. Noah, my husband, George.
This fisheye?
Noah.
This is your husband. You threw me over for this pot.
I warn you, sir.
Oh, I'll bet he's rich.
Please, Noah, I know how you feel.
No, Mrs. Married Lady Prudence, you do not know how I feel.
Sir, I must ask you to leave this house.
In what outfit did you serve our country, Mr. Husband?
George served our country on the home front.
Oh, at no loss to himself, I'll wager.
Shall you leave, sir, or shall I throw you out?
Are you giving me a choice?
Please, Noah.
Throw me out.
Prudence, we shall have to send for the sheriff.
And let me give you some good reasons to send for the sheriff.
No!
There's one. And there's another.
No! Noah, this won't change anything.
He's all yours.
Noah, I heard you were back.
Mr. Fallowfield, I just seen the Betty Lee. She's going to ruin.
I know.
She's just, rotting away in the harbor.
I know. She ain't put to sea in over 5 years.
She has to be refitted.
Refitted?
And do I have plans? Ever since you told me I would be her skipper. Oh, I know every timber in her body, every spar, every brace. Here's what I think we should do.
Noah, I ain't never gonna refit the Betty Lee.
What are you saying, Mr. Fallowfield?
Well, I'm saying it don't pay.
Oh, but if you buy a new ship, you don't know what you're getting. Whereas with the Betty Lee, you see...
Well, it don't pay to refit the Betty Lee. The reason is because I ain't no longer in the whale oil business.
You're not in the... What do you mean you're not in the whale oil business? Why?
Because that don't pay neither.
You, Jonathan Fallowfield, you're not sending out the whale ships anymore.
John, it's over.
Over? What do you mean over? How can it be over? What are folks going to do for oil, for candles, for lamps?
Well, this new stuff's cheaper. This petroleum.
Oh, no. It's filthy. It's dirty. It's only fit to light the lamps of the devil.
And it's come at just the right time. You see, the whales are practically give out.
No. I can take you to where there are thousands of whales.
There are no thousands of whales nowhere. Not anymore. You hunt any animal long enough, hard enough, the way we did. One day, you wake up, and you see they've been hunted out. Hey, we'd have been in trouble, son, but they come across this petroleum.
Oh, I tell you, it won't work.
It's what folks are going to use for oil.
Never.
Guess it's hard for you, son. You've been through a war and all. Now you come home, find it just ain't the same home you left.
You promised me the Betty Lee.
Well, there she is and all, lying on the beach. You want her? Take her.
I will.
But first, ask yourself, where you get the money to fix her up, fit her out?
You mean I can't raise money for a whaling voyage here in this town? We're the whaling capital of the whole blaming world.
Well, maybe we used to be.
What do you mean, used to be?
Well, son, I've been patiently trying to tell you the days of the whaling trade are over.
Not for me. I guess we don't have anything more to talk about, do we?
It's hard for you, Noah. You've been through a bad time, the war and all. Now you come home. Ain't the same home you left.
It sure isn't. Mr. Fallowfield, I can't say it's been a pleasure. Good day to you.
Noah, let me give you a piece of advice.
Free of charge, I hope.
The world goes on, son. And when something better, cheaper, easier comes along, you make sure you get aboard. Otherwise, you know what's going to happen to you? You're going to get left.
Thank you, Mr. Fallowfield. What'd you do with the bottle, landlady?
No, ain't you had enough?
Yes, I had enough. But that's no reason to stop, is it?
Well, this won't cure what ails you.
Since when, Mrs. Pulford, are you giving temperance lectures? If you disapprove of the demon rum, why do you sell it?
But the thing is, I'm used to selling to grown men. Not to little boys. They ain't dry behind the ears.
I was decorated by Admiral David Glasgow Farragut himself. It isn't generally known. His middle name's Glasgow.
Noah.
He's of Scottish ancestry, I believe.
Noah, listen.
You think it means anything to people in this town?
No, that's not what I want.
15 cents.
No.
On a business proposition that can't fail, that simply cannot fail.
What you have to realize, Noah, is that...
See, I know where the whales are. I know how to get them. But I can't raise 15 cents. For all I got the highest decoration this government can give a man.
Are you through feeling sorry for yourself?
Who's feeling sorry for
you? You are. You feel your country don't appreciate what you did.
It sure doesn't.
course not. That's the way it goes. Nothing's too good for the boys when they leave for the war. But nothing's too bad for them when they come home.
And that's right.
No. You ain't gonna sit here and drink it right, neither. Truth is, everybody's sick of the war and everybody in it. Just want to forget.
I know a certain girl who managed to forget. Mrs. Profat. What did she see in him anyhow?
Now, don't be too hard on her, Noah. It's like you see in the theater. Her dad's business come upon hard times, and this George Marcy's got all kinds of money.
And what am I supposed to do now?
Find something.
What? Whalen's gone busted.
Oh, and good riddance.
How can you say that? It's been the bread and butter of this town.
It's been the bread of shame. Maybe now we can find a cargo that's proper and decent.
Mrs. Pulford, have you been sampling too much of your own refreshment?
And for once to have our ships engaged in a trade that ain't based on the misery of helpless creatures.
I wish I knew what you were talking about.
Oh, them magnificent living creatures, them beautiful animals, children and dogs. Just like you and me. Who gave us the right to slaughter them?
Oh, now, well, after all, Mrs. Pulford...
You come upon this unsuspecting animal, and you jam a harpoon into him. And then you wait for him to thrash himself to death. And then you just strip him.
Oh, now, I notice you wearing a corset, Mrs. Pulford, and it's made of baleen, the bone in a whale's mouth. What will you ladies do?
We'll learn to do without. It ain't worth the suffering of an innocent animal.
I don't know if... Now, strictly speaking, a whale suffers. They don't have feelings.
Well, that's what you tell yourself to satisfy your conscience.
Oh, we had to kill them.
Why?
For oil. Oil to light the lamps of the world.
Well, you don't have to kill them no more. You don't need whale oil.
Oh, who says we don't?
Because now you got petroleum.
Did anyone say petroleum? Is someone out of that abomination? Petroleum, a witch's brew for the satanic rebels, created by the tools of the devil himself. Fire and smoke. At night, the tortured fields of Pennsylvania are made bright as day by the raging flames of hell.
Ah, that's enough, Peyton.
Enough for you, madam. But I speak for the hundreds, the thousands of seafaring men whose livelihood has
Peyton,
been...
you be quiet, or you just get out.
Have a glass with me, Mr. Peyton. Here.
Oh, the two of you. Oh, you'll make a fine pair.
Why? What nonsense, sir. Has she been filling your head with Noah?
Oh, nothing much.
About the whales. The poor, innocent whales.
Yeah, well.
Noah, my boy, every creature was placed on this earth by God. Is that true?
Yes.
And every creature has its appointed task and function.
True.
Now, if God didn't intend for us to use the oil of the whale, why did he give the whale so much of it? You see, boy, we were only doing the Lord's work by taking the whales.
Well, those days are over.
Who says so?
Everybody.
Who's everybody? Them fat-bellied profiteers who stayed home while you and me half bled to death in combat?
Well, I didn't bleed much. And from what I see, you look pretty healthy, too.
I'm not near as healthy as a fellow named George Marcy, who married a girl that I believe was your fiancée.
Mr. Peyton, what you say is true. But still and all, there's nothing we can do about it.
Oh, yes, there is. There's a great deal we can do about it.
Really? Tell me.
Well, now, Noah, I can't tell you here.
Why not?
And I can't tell you at all. Unless you swear on your life not to breathe a word of it.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means that there are men who just aren't willing to sit around in grog shops and drown their sorrows. It means that there are men who are willing to fight.
Fight? How? Against what?
Fight to the death against this devil's brew. This petroleum. Now, you want to join us?
Noah Arkwright looked forward to the end of the war, to a cessation of the fighting. And here, he is offered a brand new battle against a completely different foe. We'll see just what this new type of warfare consists of, and whether or not Noah decides to enlist when I return with Act Two.
Buick's 1976 Century Regal is the most luxurious mid-sized car Buick builds. But it's also got a practical side. In fact, it makes a concession to practicality that no other American mid-sized car does. It comes with a V6 engine, and a Buick V6 at that. Regal, it's got the spirit.
Here's a tip from your Better Business Bureau on the metric system. Did you know that the metric system is already being used in many aspects of American life? For example, prescription drugs are dispensed in milliliter and milligram quantities. Many packaged food contents are already listed in customary as well as metric units. And for more information on the metric system, write Metric Information Office, National Bureau of Standards, Washington, D.C., 20234.
This is a routine gun trace request.
Some 3,000 calls a month like this one come into the National Gun Tracing Center from law enforcement agencies throughout the country requesting information on guns used in crimes.
Hello, this is ATF with the gun trace request.
We check with both national and foreign manufacturers and forward the dealer's name to the requesting agency. In some cases, we can do this in a matter of minutes.
I will hold. I'm sorry to report that the owner said the gun was stolen about 6 months ago, and he forgot.
I'm Rex Davis, director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Gun tracing is often the only means of solving a crime. If you secure your gun against theft, you make our job and that of your local police that much easier. Place a complete description of your gun with your other important papers. And if your gun is stolen, report it at once to the police or ATF. Remember, your stolen gun threatens everyone.
You can't stop the wheels of progress, or so they say. But you can throw a monkey wrench into them, or more accurately, a shoe, which is what working people in France tried to do more than 100 years ago when they were losing their jobs to machines. They tossed their wooden shoes, their sabots, from which we get the word sabotage. But what can you do to petroleum?
Join in what, Mr. Payton?
Join us in fighting for your job and the job of every wearing man in this town and all along the coast. We're all brothers.
I've heard talk, but no hard facts.
Let's get out of here.
Where are we going?
To a meeting.
What kind of a meeting?
A meeting of good fellows who believe the way we do.
How do you know what I believe?
Now, you're an honest man, Noah. Which means you have to believe our way. Here. Men you grew up with, men you sailed with, men you went to war with.
What is everybody doing here? Assembled on the beach?
Because it's a symbol, Noah. It's where we are. On the beach. Out of work. Unemployed. Starving. And why? Petroleum. Men! Men! Let's begin the meeting. I see twice as many men here tonight as last week. That's because each of us must have kept his promise to bring another brother. I brought mine. He's well known to all of you. Noah Arkwright, classmate of the Betty Lee when she was a widow. Boys, hold it down. Hold it down now. Noah, for you and all the newcomers tonight, let me explain why we are organized. We're out to restore our profession.
Now, you keep saying that. But how?
By destroying petroleum.
How?
Hold it. We're going to fight it every way we know, with everything we've got. Now, there are rumors. A ship is going to sail from here to the port of Philadelphia and bring back a cargo of petroleum. Are we going to let them land in? No!
But how are you going to stop it?
Dump it overboard!
Well, you can't do that.
Who says so?
It's against the law. And we have no right to break the law.
Yeah, that's how cowards talk.
You men,
was what all of us were fighting to uphold all the time we were in the war.
It's not our law.
Petroleum. Who knows anything about it? How much there is? Now, we know whale oil's better. We know people have to come to their senses sooner or later.
Are you for us or against us?
I'm going back to town.
No, go ahead. Crawl back to town on your belly. Beg somebody for a job. Plead on bended knee. We don't need you here. This is a place for men.
Well, I hear you didn't go along with the boys last night, Noah.
I don't know what you're talking about, Mrs. Pulford.
They're dumping petroleum in the harbor.
And here I thought it was a secret.
Well, how can you have a secret and nobody knows how to keep his mouth shut?
I don't think it will ever happen.
You don't?
No. Just angry men letting off steam.
Desperate men, Noah. You ain't been home long enough.
Is that why she married him? Because her father needed money.
Oh, I see. That's what's bothering you. Oh, I suppose. Anyhow, it's the story around town. Now, you should be getting over her.
Sure. How?
Find yourself another gal. Plenty of good-looking young ladies around. Some of them rich, too.
Leading the idle life of a rich man's son-in-law has no charms for me, Mrs. Pulford.
Well, who says you have to be idle? You could get a berth on a ship.
Where?
Almost anywhere. It's a steamship.
Oh, no.
Are you going to be like the rest of these fellas? Too proud to go on anything but sail?
Sail's the only way.
Well, how can you say that? You were on a steam battleship.
Oh, but steam can never replace sail for the merchant navy.
Why not?
It's not practical. You've got to carry so much coal to feed those engines. You got almost no room left for cargo.
Oh, now I've heard it all. Steam ain't practical. Petroleum won't work. A mast and a sail and the oil of a whale. Is that all there is for you?
Whales. You've got to understand, Mrs. Pulford. Whaling's been my whole life.
Oh, son. A lot of people have misspent lives. But suddenly, it happens. One day, without a word of warning, and just out of nowhere, they see the light.
You see, it's you and five men in a small boat. And you steal up to him, so quiet. You hold your breath, because he's the biggest living thing in the world.
Proud of yourselves, huh?
You come at him from behind.
Oh, that's showing real courage.
And when you're within darting distance, say maybe 17 feet, you throw that iron.
Why are you so excited? Like sticking a peg.
He's hooked. And now he's out of the water. He's in the air, all of him, like a mortar shell. Straight up and straight down again. And now the water is boiling as he swims and plunges this way and that, trying in vain to shake up the iron.
And all you boys are really enjoying yourselves.
And now he shoots straight ahead, pulling us along with him. It seems like you're speeding across that water faster than the speediest railroad train. And
what?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. How can a man give it up?
Are you all right, Noah?
Yes, I'm fine. I guess I'm just tired, that's all. I guess I'm just tired. Good night, Mrs. Pulford.
Where am I?
Where are you? Boy, are you mad? Oh,
Lord, give me
where am I?
Oh, you're on the Betty Lee.
Betty Lee?
Your ship, the Betty Lee. I promised you the Betty Lee, didn't I? We fitted her out. We're at the whale. And where they are, Babylon's north. And man the whale boat.
Steady, boys. Hold her very steady.
Look, Noah, all around you. Hundreds of whales.
Thousands of whales.
Oh, didn't I tell you, Mr. Pellafield?
You told me right, Noah.
Whales. And all of them the right whales. Whales whose bodies are thick and rich with oil.
Oh, start killing them. Start killing
them. Now, Noah. Throw the leads. Now.
Noah,
what's wrong? Why are you just standing there, Noah?
Throw your eyes. Throw it.
Kill them. Kill them.
I. What's wrong?
I can't.
What are you saying, boy?
He's got a look in his eye.
His eye? can't see a whale's eyes.
I see the look in his eyes.
And I can't kill him.
Throw that lens.
Yeah, before we lose him.
Look at him.
Oh, Lord. Just look at this magnificent creature.
How can we kill him?
No, our boy.
Why should we kill him?
Arise, you fool.
No more.
He doesn't know we want to kill him.
He thinks we're friends.
Look.
He lets us come close.
He trusts us.
If you won't hold that lens, step aside and let me.
Stand where you are.
We kill no more whales.
Hand me that arm.
Never.
Men, we're going to have to subdue him.
He's gone crazy.
Then kill me. All of you.
Men, your share of the oil, your wages. Is he going to take it all from you?
Don't any men fight it.
Look out. We're too close.
The whale. We're too close.
Look out for his tail.
He's going to kill us with that tail.
Be quiet.
Come on, stand to go.
Fools.
There?
There.
The eyes. I never saw the eyes of a whale before.
There.
What?
Huh? What?
I must have fallen asleep.
Who's there?
There. It's me, Mrs. Pulford.
Oh, well, come in. The door's open.
What's the matter in here, Noah?
The matter?
You've been yelling and screaming something fierce. Well, my other boarder's been complaining.
Oh, I must have been dreaming.
Some dream. Noah, are you sure nothing happened to you during the war?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. The doctors all said so. The shrapnel just grazed my skull, that's all. It knocked me cold at the time, but I'm all right now.
Well, you look different.
How?
Well, I can't say exactly, but something seems to be gone from your face.
What?
Well, I don't know what. Maybe you don't look so angry anymore.
Angry?
Oh, you've been looking like you're mad at the whole world since you come back.
Well, I had a right.
Oh, you look different. Do you feel different?
Do I feel different? Yes. Yes, I guess maybe I do. I can't go on being mad at the world forever. Maybe going after whales is all part of the past that's dead and gone. A past I'd better forget. I'd best start thinking of things to do and stop thinking of things to hate.
Oh, good. Good. Oh, I knew I had something to tell you. The sheriff's downstairs in the tavern. He wants to talk to you.
Now, why would the sheriff want to talk to me?
Well, why don't you ask him?
What's on your mind, Sheriff?
You're on my mind, young fella.
Am I? Why?
You know why. I'm here to warn you.
Warn me about what?
You and the rest of them.
Warn me about what?
I'll have the bunch of you in jail so fast.
For doing what?
Nobody breaks the law in this town while I'm the sheriff.
What law have I broken?
The one you're gonna break. You attempt violence against the cargo of any ship in this harbor.
What right do you have to accuse me?
I'm wise to you, to all of you. Riffraff like you.
Riffraff? Is that what we are?
Drunken, brawling, lazy.
Sheriff, you get out of here.
I'm warning you, young fella. You and the rest of them hooligans. Mind your step.
Now, Noah.
I should have knocked him down.
Noah, don't listen to him.
Oh, why not? He's only saying what most folk think. That all of us are riffraff hooligans. What was it all for? Why did we fight so hard and so long? Oh, we should have let Johnny Reb just take over.
No, you know you don't mean that.
Don't I? This two-bit, pint-sized monkey thinks he can lord it over everybody because he has a tin badge. I've been pushed around long enough. Folks here think I'm a troublemaker. I'll give them something to think about. Is Peyton here? Peyton? You around? Jim? Harry, Bob? Any of you young fellas seen Peyton? You tell him I'm looking for him. Tell him I'm sold.
And that's how it is when one is 25. The ideas are bright and vivid, but they spring from the heart and not the head. Quick to anger, violent of temper, and eager to love or to quarrel, whichever presents itself. And so it appears that Noah has chosen sides. How the fight comes out will be detailed when I shall return with Act 3.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablet?
No, the sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure and post-nasal drip.
You mean Sinoff?
Exactly.
Compare Sinoff tablets with anything you've ever taken for sinus. No sinus tablet you can buy relieves more symptoms. Sinoff gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a powerful sinus strainer. Sinoff works fast to help sinus pain while you drain.
S-I-N-E-O-S-S.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box. Take when needed, only as directed.
Share a ride with a friend. Share a smile when you're round the bend. Let somebody brighten up your day.
Fred and I started riding together to save money, but that's not why we're still doing it. Nope. We just like sharing the ride and the time with a friend.
Beats driving alone.
A public service of this station, U.S. Department of Transportation, and the Advertising Council.
Mrs. Beverly Sills, did you know that of all the arts, music is the only one in which a blind person can participate freely in spite of blindness? However, even in music, the blind needs special help in order to stand on an equal footing with the sighted. The Lewis Braille Foundation for Blind Musicians works to promote the interests of the blind in the field of music. The foundation, a national nonprofit organization, urgently needs your financial help. The services of the Lewis Braille Foundation are available to any blind person and provide auditions, evaluations and counseling, scholarship aid, paid engagements for qualified musicians, and transcription of music into Braille. The foundation depends solely on the public for its support. Send your tax-deductible gifts to the Lewis Braille Foundation, 112 East 19th Street, New York, 10003. If you know a musically gifted blind person who needs help, please contact the Lewis Braille Foundation at area code 212-982-7290.
The world goes on. It stumbles along in its own seemingly aimless fashion, despite our best efforts to turn it in our own direction. And each of us has to take what he is given, even if for some it's manifestly unfair. But here and there, some of us try to fight back. And when we lose the impossible war, we're considered crazy. But the rare few who win, those are the heroes. The question is, how will Noah Arkwright end up?
Who's there? Well.
Hello, Noah.
Look who this is. Prudence. Mrs. Prudence Marcy. Or should I say, Mrs. George Marcy.
May I come in?
May I come in? And for what purpose? Is it the usual reason a lady visits a gentleman in his room very late at night?
Please, Noah. I came here to...
Yes?
I know you must hate me.
I can't say I'm filled with admiration for you, exactly.
I know how difficult things are for you just now.
Do you?
I know how many sailors are idle.
Oh, well, the fortunes of war.
I've come to offer you a job.
As what? A groom in your stables?
My husband has picked up the Betty Lee.
Oh. Is he going into the whale oil business?
George wants to send the Betty Lee to the port of Philadelphia to pick up petroleum.
Is that a fact?
Whale oil, petroleum, what difference should it make? It's oil, it burns, it lights.
And what is this supposed to mean to me?
Well, you should be captain of that ship, the Betty Lee. Nobody knows her better than you do.
You want me to be captain of the Betty Lee? And thus, in one sweep, you do a good turn to your husband and your fiancé.
Noah, I'm trying to help.
And where are my feelings? I'm a wailing man. It's in my blood, it's in my bones. Do you think I'd help destroy my own profession, betraying my own comrades?
Noah, it's over. Can't you see it? The Betty Lee will need the best skipper for this voyage, and that's you, Noah. The world goes on. People do the best they can. You can live in the past, or you can adjust to the future.
A very pretty speech.
Oh, go ahead. Spend the rest of your life feeling sorry for yourself. I thought I could help you. I see I was foolish. Goodbye, Noah.
How do you like that? I'm wrong. Well, I told her, Peyton. Oh, yes, I told her.
Now, hold on there, Noah.
Oh, yes. They want to fill those ships with that filthy mud that seeps up out of the swamps of Pennsylvania. But there's something they forgot. Who, huh? Who's going to sail those ships?
We are.
Yeah, they need us. Without us, nothing moves. What did you say?
I said, we're going to sail the Betty Lee, Noah.
We're going to cut our own throat?
Oh, no. You have to think right, boy. We want to make sure the Betty Lee gets to Philadelphia, loads on them barrels of petroleum, and comes back to this very same port.
Why?
So we can have a party.
What party?
The grand, glorious petroleum oil party, right in this harbor.
The grand, glorious petroleum oil party?
Why, Noah, we'll become another Boston.
Yes. They'll think they whipped us. But we'll bring back that petroleum and throw it in their faces.
And all you have to do is become the master of the Betty Lee.
And sign on all the boys as my crew.
Oh.
Evening, Miss Marcy.
What do you want, Noah?
Why, what's happened to good manners since I've been gone? It used to be folks in this town answer the door and say, why, come in, sit a spell.
No, please, no trouble.
Who's at the door, Prudence? Oh, what do you want?
I see bad manners are catching. Prudence, why don't you serve us up a cup of tea?
Dear sir, you can't barge into my house and
I knocked at the door very politely and was admitted by the lady herself. Now to business.
I'm not interested. I must ask you to leave this house.
You're talking like a fool.
What?
Believe me, I know. I used to be a fool myself. You bought the Betty Lee. Who knows her better than I do? Who could be a better skipper for her than me?
I didn't buy her to make a whaler out of her.
What's it to me what kind of oil she carries?
There are scores, hundreds of out-of-work captains who need you.
Ask anybody in town. I'm the best captain you could hope to find for the Betty Lee. It's true. I don't like you. You don't like me. But what should that have to do with anything? Business is business.
You know, I like the way you think.
More coffee, Noah. Oh, I'd better call you Captain Noah.
Oh, no, thank you, Mrs. Pulford. Mm. It'll be the better part of 3 weeks before I have this good a breakfast again.
Noah, something's going on.
Ma'am.
Why did hotheads like Peyton and them sign on the Betty Lee?
Because they need work.
After the way they've been talking about petroleum oil?
A man talks one way when his belly's empty, and another when he sees a chance to have it full.
I don't like it.
Is there no pleasing you, Mrs. Pulford? You keep arguing with me day and night to accept reality, and then when I do...
I say there's something going on.
Why?
I can see Peyton and his like changing their minds overnight, but not you, Noah. You got convictions that run deep. I know how you feel about Whalen.
Well, maybe you succeeded in talking some sense into me, after all. Hold her steady.
Steady as she goes, Captain.
Let this wind keep favorable, and we can have our cargo back in port day after tomorrow.
Aye, in port. Not in town. The day after tomorrow, the 5th of June, 1866, a famous date in history, the grand and glorious petroleum oil party. The whole town will be there to watch us come into the harbor, but instead of tying up to the dock, we drop anchor in the middle of the harbor and start the festivities, eh? Why, Nora, you're looking serious, so serious.
It's just, well, I don't hold with violence.
Violence, man, you had 4 years of war.
Now, that was different.
What's a man to do, Noah? What's a man to do?
Now, you're right, Peyton. You're right.
Yeah. What a party that's gonna be!
Where is she? Where's that ship? It was 2 hours ago.
Not George. They say there was a storm down along the coast, south of here.
I...
Perhaps I should never have given him the ship.
George, he is the most qualified.
Prue, is that why you wanted me to make him the captain?
Yes, George.
Is it the only reason? Is it, Prudence?
Yes.
You were in love with him.
Oh, that was during another time, another life.
Then you admit...
Well, that life died. It was killed by the war the way so many others were. We can't have the things that were. We can only have the things that are.
Look there, folks. Your ship's
there. Oh, it's the Betty Lee.
The Betty Lee.
Strike up the band.
Well, there she is, Nora. The whole town's turned out.
And what will happen after the party?
What happened after the Boston Tea Party? The boys all became heroes.
Oh, I wish it were that simple.
Peyton, look. Look to the starboard.
Why?
Look. Am I dreaming? What do you see?
Well, I... Oh, it is impossible.
It's a whale.
But it can't be a whale.
It can't. But look at him. Look at him spout.
It's a sign. A sign sent to us from above. On this day, the great and grand and glorious Petroleum Party Day.
Yes. Yes, it is a sign. A sign that says, look. Look at this wonderful creature. Now he can live. Now you don't need to kill him anymore because you've been given oil from the ground.
No, boy. What are you saying?
Now you heard what I said. It's a sign. That whale, he's going home. To live his life in peace. What we've gotten hold of this ship is what we will use for oil from now on.
You crazy? Whaling is your whole life.
That life died, killed by the war.
But going after whales is the life
it's
of...
It's gone. Peyton, we can't have the thing that was. Only the thing that is. The whale was. Petroleum is.
You backing down?
No. I'm standing up. Standing up to the truth.
Drop anchor.
I forbid it.
Man, he's a traitor. He's gone back on his word.
I'm captain of this ship.
He wants to betray us.
I want to save
him. Now, don't you listen to him.
Men. You saw that one whale. But look. Look beneath you in the hold of the ship. Hundreds of barrels of oil. It just came out of the ground. It never stops. It's oil. It burns. It lights.
It lights the lamps of the devil. Let's get that cargo overboard.
You will obey orders,
not from traitors.
I'm in command here.
No more. We're taking over the ship.
Do any of your men want to mutiny? Do any of you want to hang?
Don't listen to our men. He sold us out. Come on. Let's tie him up, boys.
I'll shoot the first man who raises a hand against me.
What are we waiting for? He's all by himself.
Am I? Jim. Debbie. Harry. You've got more sense.
All right, boys. Let's rush him.
No, I didn't mean it. I just wanted...
Peyton, you can't do this. This crazy thing. You know you can't.
Oh, boy. Are you all right?
All right, some of you men, let's get him below.
No. I might as well stay here.
We didn't want anyone to get hurt, Noah. No one was supposed to get hurt.
Someone always gets hurt when grown men act so crazy. You can't fight it. You can't fight progress. Fight that stuff that we got in the hold. You can't do it. You go on, and you do the best you can.
Oh, you'll be all right now. You'll be all right, boy.
No, I don't want anyone to get into trouble. How it happened, well, just say that we were firing off our pistols to celebrate. And... we had an accident.
No. We'll get you to a doctor.
Peyton. There she blows. Oh, you see him, Peyton? Oh, he's a beauty. The biggest, rightest whale in the world. I was sitting here. I don't remember the whale boats. Peyton.
Tragic accident, but perhaps it served to place things in the proper perspective. How stubbornly we cling to the past, to yesterday, to the known, the tried, and the true. And then suddenly, what we have treasured so highly appears to us as only an illusion. And the bubble bursts. And we have moved away from yesterday into today, where we are already preparing to resist tomorrow. I'll be back shortly.
I think it was the first time I can remember really going fishing with my dad. I'm sure I'd been with him before, but the first time I really remember it was wading downstream with him in an extra big pair of wading boots as he felt his way very surely along the stream bed and I shakily held onto the willows, and we found a spot where my dad lifted his finger to his lips and said, "Shh, we don't want to scare the fish away." And then I remember that fish, the biggest fish I'd ever seen in my life, and it was on the end of my line. And my dad, boy, was he proud. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Give your children everything. Give them your time. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons.
It's becoming a blander world, isn't it? At one time, a man's job, his work, his quest for his daily bread, provided him with all the excitement and action he needed. Hunter, trapper, stage driver, river pilot. Well, we do make progress, don't we? We push pencils and press buttons, for the most part. And it's more efficient. You simply cannot prevent progress. But what to do for excitement? We can fill that particular void in your life 7 times each week. Our cast included Christopher Tabori, Russell Horton, Ian Martin, and Joan Shea. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale. Al?
I just thought you'd like to know the grand jury handed down indictments against your clients, Dr. Grant and Ms. Stafford. You wouldn't have them stashed away somewhere as I can't find them, would you?
Now, why would I do a thing like that?
Because I'm just having warrants issued against them both for first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder.
And you know that's going to be a waste of time, Al.
You don't say.
I just did. Ballistics showed that Mrs. Grant was killed with a bullet from a gun other than the one on the scene of the crime. That gun has disappeared, Al. Without it, you have no case.
You wouldn't want to bet on that, would you?
I'm not a betting man.
Just as well. I've got a nice little surprise to spring on you just for once. See you in court.
Al?
What's he got, J.C.?
Such me. I'm more worried about what I may have got. A bull by the tail.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Sinoff, the sinus medicines. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
This is KOIN Portland, Music Radio 97, the time 12 midnight.
CBS News. Arab guerrillas crossed the ceasefire line between Syria and Israel to attack an Israeli settlement, wounding 4 students. Good morning. I'm Mike Stanley reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The attack, the first in the area in almost a month, came in the Golan Heights occupied zone. The Arabs broke into a house in Ramat Maksimim, a collective farm village, and attacked a religious student with a hatchet, reportedly with the intention of kidnapping him and taking him to Syria, according to an official communique issued in Tel Aviv. But the man broke away and warned other villagers. The villagers rushed the house. 3 more students were injured before the terrorists escaped. There is a report they are believed still in the area, and Israeli security forces are searching that area for the Arab attackers. CBS News continues following this message.
successful selling cold medicine in the world is a little capsule. It's Contact. It contains no ingredients for aches and fever, no cough medicine, yet gives you longer relief per dose than any pill, any liquid. Full-time 24-hour relief of your sneezing, drips, and congestion. Contact. It's tiny time pills contain ingredients to work up to 12 hours. That's longer relief per dose from those symptoms than any pill, any liquid. So, give your cold a Contact. All day, all night. Full time. Use only as directed.
Thousands of Spaniards today are expected to file past the bier of their former leader, Generalissimo Francisco Franco. His body, dressed in the uniform of a captain general of the army, Spain's highest military rank, lies in state in an open coffin in the Oriente Palace in central Madrid. Ed Gress has further details on the end of one Spanish era and the beginning of a new one.
Franco will receive a military burial on Sunday when he will be laid to rest in the giant mausoleum known as the Valley of the Fallen, built over a period of 20 years at the direction of Franco and located some 25 miles from this capital. According to the state radio, Spanish army troops will line the route, and there will be a military flyby. But eyes also are on the future king, Prince Juan Carlos, who will be proclaimed on Saturday. The Spanish radio says that French President Giscard d'Estaing will come personally for the investiture, but will not be present for Franco's funeral. Ed Gress for CBS News, Madrid.
The latest entry in the presidential nomination sweepstakes, former California Governor Ronald Reagan spoke last night in New Hampshire, site of the nation's first primary. Reagan, after announcing yesterday morning in Washington that he would contest President Ford for the top spot on the GOP ticket, ran into his first assassination scare within 5 hours of the announcement. A young man with what was described as a plastic toy pistol created a stir when Reagan made his first campaign appearance in Florida. Vice President Rockefeller says he does not believe Reagan poses a serious threat to Mr. Ford's chances now that he, Rockefeller, is out of it. Former Texas governor and Treasury Secretary John Connally wasn't ready to write off the Reagan bid.
I think Governor Reagan at this point looks like he'll carry New Hampshire against President Ford. I've not been to Florida, but everyone there with whom I've talked indicates that Governor Reagan will carry Florida against President Ford. I would say from the reading that I got in North Carolina last week that probably President Ford is running ahead of Governor Reagan in that state at this time.
John Connally. The Senate Select Committee's 347-page report on CIA assassination plots against foreign leaders, covering the administrations of Presidents Eisenhower, Kennedy, and Johnson, lists at least 8 unsuccessful attempts on the life of Cuba's Fidel Castro and another on Congolese Premier Patrice Lumumba. The CIA also aided insurgents who murdered Dominican dictator Rafael Trujillo and South Vietnamese President Ngo Dinh Diem. The committee said it was unable to draw firm conclusions concerning who authorized assassination plots. Now this.
Tonight we're at a Sambo's restaurant talking to another late-night moonlight person, a dream therapist.
That's right.
Well, tell me, sometimes I wake up early in the morning after dreaming and I'm hungry and...
Psychologically, it's sound to get up and have a moonlighter special at the nearest Sambo's, and there's one not far away, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
So $1.99, and as Freud once said, ground beef steak and double-A ranch eggs. That was Freud's idea.
Not Jung.
No, you think Jung, but you eat Freud.
Mm-hmm.
Eggs. Freud eggs, that's a Moonlighter special.
Oh, yes, Sambo's Moonlighter special. Tell us more about it.
2 Freud eggs.
Uh-huh.
Ground beef steak.
Oh, yes.
A plate of toast. All the coffee you can drink for $1.99.
Right. That's Sambo's Moonlighter special, just for late-night people. Only from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Remember now, you late-nighters,
mm-hmm.
get up.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Sambo's.
Mm-hmm.
Have a Moonlighter special or any of their desserts.
Mm-hmm.
You'll think you're still dreaming.
Well, that's very therapeutic.
It was only a 4-cent raise that Travis County, Texas Sheriff Raymond Frank wanted for next year, but he couldn't get it. Frank wanted his $20,499.96 salary rounded off to $20,500. Nope, said the county commissioners. That would foul up accounting procedures. I'm Mike Stanley, CBS News.
6 minutes after 12 midnight on Music Radio 97. Good morning, my name's Bill Garrity. I'll have local news for you at 12:30.
That's Linda Ronstadt and Heatwave on Music Radio 97, 9 minutes after 12 midnight. The weather forecasts for Portland, Vancouver, sunny periods today after some morning fog and low clouds. Fair with some high cloudiness on Saturday, highs in the mid to upper 40s, lows in the middle 30s, east to southeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance of measurable rainfall, 10% today and tonight. 40 degrees in downtown Portland at the present time. You know, you can't take it with you. Now, that's the name of the Pulitzer Prize-winning comedy by Kaufman and Hart, and will be on the main stage of the Portland Civic Theater Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays at 8:30 through January 10th. Call 226-3048 for reservations. You can't take it with you.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.